This is 2LO calling. 2LO calling. I'm sure this is the wrong piece of paper. But, ladies and gentlemen, the BBC proudly present their Christmas extravaganza, a pantomime entitled Rapunzel.
Here, my scrub round it, leave it out.
What?
Pantomime's cancelled. Rapunzel's got alopecia. Dwarf tried to climb up her hair, grabbed hold of it, come away in his hand, did his back in.
What do I do now?
Well, please yourself, festive season, innit? I'm off to get Mozart with an owner win.
Director general or not, he never loses the common touch. Well, when in doubt, fill in the time somehow. Now, where is it they keep all the unwanted rubbish? Oh, I know, that little cupboard under the stairs.
What's up, David?
Well,
you are?
Well, perhaps. It's an idea.
But it could only help you do something.
Well, it's better than nothing.
Speaking of nothing, is there anything in it?
I don't know what he said.
Well, all right.
So can you do it?
Of course we can. Instant pantomime, nothing easier.
Can you really? Because I think I'm in trouble.
Cop this. Where have you been to, Idle Jack?
I've been to get my laundry back.
Why do you walk as though in pain?
They've starched my jockstrap once again.
Now, I know I'm in trouble.
Can you type?
Two fingers.
And you. Sit over there and write a pantomime.
I don't know how to.
It's easy. Just think of every old joke you've ever heard, stick in a couple of songs and some love interest, and what have you got?
The Jimmy Young Show?
Where's the love interest in that?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about him and Raimondo.
Now, casting.
I am not playing the dame. Let me make that quite clear from the start.
Oh, Tim.
No, you always get me playing women's parts.
Tim.
I am not playing the dame. Any other part you like, but I am not playing the dame.
Any other part?
Yes.
All right, you're playing Cinderella.
Thank you.
You swine! Never mind that. Nip up to the canteen and get a pumpkin.
They're off. I looked.
We'll get two steak and kidney puddings. It's radio. Nobody will notice. Now, who else is in the building? Turn on that radio.
I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I've
I know that
before.
Voice. It's either Marty Kane or Dennis Healy.
Well, they're both quite pretty. Come on.
I'm looking over...
Here, what's going on? I thought you were mugging me.
No, you're on Hello Cheeky.
Oh, I think I'd rather be mugged.
Trying to get a pantomime together. We want you to play a part.
Oh, yes. What's in it for me?
Sam.
Eh?
Pardon?
Sorry, I was just finishing a joke.
Oh, yes, I remember. We can't offer you money, but you'll get a week's free holiday in Lime Street and a written guarantee you'll never have to work with Nicholas Parsons.
I'll do it.
I couldn't get two steak and kidney puddings, so I got the lady behind the counter to do a turnover for me.
Lucky old you.
How are the jokes coming along, David?
How about this? My friend's very unlucky. Last week he started using a new deodorant called Woodland Glen, and now both his armpits have got Dutch Elm disease.
You were never like this on the Wheel Tappers and Shunters Club.
I was never on Wheel Tappers and Shunters Club.
That's no excuse.
Who's this gentleman?
It's Marty Kane.
Oh, I thought you were very good in Zulu.
Excellent.
What was it you played again?
One of the spears.
Oh.
She's going to help us with the panto.
Is there anybody else in the building we could use? Try Radio 4.
Here do you keep 100 knights and squires, men so disordered, so deboshed and bold. What are you doing? Ah!
How dare you? I was halfway through my gonorrheal.
Well, you shouldn't be drinking a Villette wine when you're working.
May I ask what this is all about?
Yes.
What is this all about?
Mind your own business.
How's it coming, David?
I've just finished the first act.
Right, everybody grab a part. John, that's not what I meant.
Sorry.
Right, opening chorus.
Just a minute. Where's Dennis and the lads?
Where they usually are when they're not working, hibernating under the couch with a copy of Playboy and a bag of nuts.
Dennis?
Is it spring again? How time passes when you're enjoying yourself. Stop that, Don, you'll go deaf.
He can't hear you, Dennis. Dennis... Dennis, it's not spring, it's Christmas. We've got to do an emergency pantomime.
I've never seen you lot in the winter. John, Barry, you look old. Tim, my God, you've turned into a tart.
I'm not Tim.
Some people have all the luck.
Oh, all this self-indulgent wallowing. My job's in jeopardy.
Is it? Yes, I have to cycle there every morning.
Oh, Jacobs, you wag!
Not in front of me, you don't.
Look, let's get on with this pantomime.
Right. Dennis?
The scene is the little village green at Loggerheads, which is just outside Jeopardy. That's where my job is, you know. The villagers are singing. What they're singing, I can't tell you, as nobody's ever heard the words of the opening chorus of a pantomime.
Pretty little Cinders, I love you so much, but I know you could never love a humble page boy like me. What shall I do?
Get some new glasses. I'm Dick Whittington. Come on, Puss. Only another 9 kilometres to London.
Meow, meow. You dragged me out of King Lear for that.
On it, Peg. There's more parts coming up.
Oh, look. Here comes Widow Twankey.
Watch your winkles. Hello, boys and girls. I'm looking for Wishy Washy. If you see him, will you call me?
No.
Well, get stuffed then. Jack, where are you going?
I'm going to exchange this bag of beans for a home perm outfit and cock up the end of the story. But never mind, because over to the palace.
Ah, Prince Charming. Who am I supposed to be now?
Old King Cole.
Golden Bennett.
No, Old King Cole.
Oh, come on. The sooner we do it, the sooner we can all get over to the Duck and Pullet and smash a few down.
It's not like this at the National Theatre, you know.
Isn't it?
No. Peter Hall brings it round in a jug.
Oh, now, come on. We're all in this together.
Oh, well. Oh, Prince Charming, my handsome and slightly puffy son. Why are you looking so down in the mouth?
I've just eaten an unplucked chicken. Tell me, Daddy, why am I called Charming?
Because at your birth, when I held you over the balcony to show you to my subjects, you did something rather unfortunate. And with one voice they all said, Charming.
Watch your winkles. Anybody seen Wishy Washy?
Tall, thin oriental chap with a pigtail wearing yellow and black pyjamas?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen him. But never mind, because...
Don't start that again.
Well, what else can I do? That's as far as I've typed.
What happens now, then?
Well, shall I sing a song?
If you don't mind, love, this is our show.
Yeah, but I thought it might help if I sang a song.
Look, Miss Kane, this is our pantomime.
Okay, fair enough. But so far, you've had Cinderella, Dick Whittington, Widow Twankey, the cat, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Old King Cole. I mean, what happens next?
I've got an idea. You sing a song.
I give him all my love, that's all I do. And if you knew my love, you'd love him too. And I love him, and he loves me. loves me too. He gives me everything and tenderly the love my lover brings. And he loves me too. A love like ours can never die. As long as I have you near me, and you love me too, your thoughts are just for me. You set my spirit free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is brief, and once a page is read, all but love is dead. This is my belief. Bright are the stars that shine, black is the sky. I know this love of mine will never, never die. And I love him.
Finished, David?
Yes, but I've badly blistered my digits.
Serves you right for sitting too close to the radiator.
Give it here, give it here. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Cinderella, or, if she's not owned by midnight, the Miser on double time. Hell! Oh, cinders.
That's wrong.
No, it isn't. I've just put my foot in the fireplace.
Oh, I am so unhappy. You're my only friend, dear, good, kind Button.
Oh, Cinders, it saddens me to see you so. My leg is on fire with love for you.
You mean your heart?
No, I told you, I stood in the fireplace.
Cinderella?
Where is that wretched girl?
Ah, oh, here come my ugly sisters, Eugenia and me, Tarzan.
That's a cracker.
That's what you got it out of.
We're going to the ball at the palace.
Am I invited?
Of course not. Stay here and wash our undies.
We're going to the watchmakers to get two new ball gowns.
Why, the watchmakers?
We're getting them on.
Tick.
Get this place spotless.
Oh, Buttons.
Zip.
I can't call you Zip. Most of your teeth have gone.
No, they haven't.
They will have if you don't stop interrupting me.
I would love to go to the ball. I've never seen the prince. I wonder what he looks like.
Meanwhile, at the palace, where Terry Venables is still having trouble with his striker...
Your Highness, the list of guests for the royal ball.
Thank you, Dendini. Clever, that, Dendini.
Hi, fans. I'll be popping up all through this show.
If you do it near me, I'll thump you.
And so will I. Tell me... Tell me, Dendini, what do you think of my new suit for the ball, white satin with red brocade?
Oh, I thought your varicose veins had joined up. Just a little joke, Your Highness.
Yes, aren't you? Now, let me see that list. No, that list. Yes, Duke and Duchess of Bedford, Arthur Mullard, A friend of the producers, say nothing. Vera Lynn, Anthony Quinn, Gunga Din and Rin Tin Tin. Harold Wilson and Mary. Edward Heath and Organ. Mr. Enoch Powell and Miss Shirley Bassey. He'll do anything for a free drink. And Baron Hardup and Daughters.
And speaking of Baron Hardup, here he comes now.
Hello, Chunk. By your varicose veins are looking well.
Oh, don't you start. Baron Hardup, Baron, I... God, you're lovely. What are you doing after the show?
Firing me agent for a start. I shall be attending the ball with me two daughters.
Two? I heard you had three.
Oh, let's face it, I'm pushing me luck saying two. And I am the only girl in the world who wears a concave bra.
Please, Baron.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you know, I've never played a fella on radio before.
You know, neither have I. When we do the series, all I get is crumpet.
Lucky old you, mate. With that, all together now. And with that, back to the kitchen. But I shall be back, fans.
We interrupt this harp to bring you a newsflash. Last night, a group of students held an impromptu rock festival on an old pier on the south coast. This morning, the Earl of Southampton said, "I'm covered in bruises." Have a good laugh at that one on Boxing Day. And with that, over to the kitchen.
Buttons, Buttons, why are you building an extra bit onto the oven?
I'm extending my range. This pantomime can't last forever, you know.
I think it has.
Oh, Buttons, I wish I could go to the ball. Nobody loves me.
I love you, Cinders.
Oh, that is not the same. But you are a dear friend. A very dear friend.
Am I?
What? You and your double ginger are bloody expensive. Still.
All alone, I'm so all alone, and there's no one else will do. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring-a-ting-a-ling.
Hello?
Hello, this I'm Tony Blackburn.
Is that true?
Well, it's half true. I was wondering if you'd like to come out with me tonight.
Are you going to take me to the palace?
No, I've been blackballed.
Get off. That's it, that does it. Miss Kane, Mr. What's-it, whatever your name is, come here this instant.
I'll come in my own good time.
Miss Kane!
That's the best time I could come in.
What is it, Miss Matt?
Now, we are all in this mess together. Myself, Miss Kane, and, what was your name again?
Jacobs.
Oh, yes. You're that smarmy individual who sucks up to the politicians.
Immortality at last.
Now, look, I'm all for the show must go on, but this one does seem to be going on. Those three aging hooligans seem to be responsible. Who are they?
Hello, Cheeky.
Mr. Jacobs, time enough for that later. Who are they?
No, they do a show called Hello, Cheeky.
Why?
Well, I heard that they've got some 60mm film of a highly placed BBC official doing the dance of the Seven Tea Towers at a party in Ryslip.
That is a disgraceful lie, an unwarranted slur on one of those highly revered and respected members of our illustrious organisation, and totally untrue.
Really?
Yes, the party was in Enfield.
Well, I think we should hold our own little union meeting to discuss the situation.
Excuse me, sorry to interrupt, but can we get on with the pantomime?
Not until we have clarified our position.
But how are we going to keep our listener entertained? Hello, Eric.
Well, why don't you do what you usually do?
And what is that?
Well, do you want a detailed account or a general summary?
A detailed account.
It's rubbish.
All right, then. I'll get you round the back of the bike sheds at playtime, Marty Kane.
Well?
They're having some sort of union meeting, so we've got to do the programme.
What do you mean?
What we usually do.
Well, what do we usually do?
I don't know. I never listen.
Oh, come on. We usually, hang on, I think I'll ring up Eric and ask him. Hello, Eric. Oh, it's Hello Cheeky here. Yeah, what? Oh, yes, yes. Oh, good. Thank you.
What did he say?
He said his mother's gone to Cliftonville, Edna's got a rash, and the cat's been sick again.
Oh, well, I take that to mean it's time for
this song we do.
Do we? I never listen.
I know the world is changing, and time goes on its way, and things I knew and you did too are gone with yesterday. But now and then there's something that I miss. So please, can anybody tell me this? Whatever happened to the sherbet dab, the sherbet dab, the sherbet dab? Whatever happened to the sherbet dab? I knew when I was young, that little yellow packet with the licorice sticking through. On Friday night was my delight, the thrill was always new, with licorice gravy dribbling down my chin. I'd suck the fizzy sherbet there within. Oh, whatever happened to the sherbet dab, the sherbet dab, the sherbet dab? Whatever happened to the sherbet dab? I knew when I was young. They talk of champagne drinking, some do it every night, but I am sure some rare liqueur can give the same delight. And so forever you will hear me cry, till I reach that great big sweet shop in the sky. All together now. Oh, whatever happened to the sherbet dab, the sherbet dab, the sherbet dab? Whatever happened to the sherbet dab? I knew when I was young.
Well, that wasn't bad, was it?
Not a bad start.
I don't know, I never listen.
Let's have a meanwhile, they're good.
Meanwhile, in Father Christmas's grotto, mind your head on the plywood icicle.
Well, now, what's your name?
Eleanor.
Well, Eleanor, what would you like?
I'd like you to take your hand off my leg and talk to my little boy.
Damn good, that.
Was it? I never listened.
Oh, shut up.
Now, here is a newsflash.
An effeminate bandit robbed Gay News today. He made his getaway on a fairy cycle. Dear. Hello, Gay News.
No, it's the Sun here. We've just been robbed by a naked girl with big knockers.
Have you?
No, but if you send a photographer around, we'll arrange it.
Hey, what's happening over there with that lot?
They must be taking a vote. David's just put his hand up. Oh, false alarm, he's leaving the room. What are you going to do now, then?
Here, I've been scratching away in the corner.
You must get some ointment.
No, I've... I've written us a special inside showbiz. Shall we do it?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
look,
yeah. Right.
Oh, no, hang on. Yeah. Wait a minute. We haven't got the music.
It's all right. We can la la it.
Oh, okay.
All together.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm the musical director of this show. If there's any music to be done, I'll do it. Provided it doesn't use any black notes.
Go on, then.
Right.
Thank you, Dennis.
Inside showbiz, in which we raise the curtain on the entertainment scene and lower the tone of the programme.
Ha!
The BBC have announced plans for a new detective series starring Lionel Blair and Long John Silver. It will be called Starstruck and Crutch.
Following that, unwillingly... Due to the decline of Donnie and Marie, Mr. and Mrs. Osmond have discovered 23 other children they didn't know they had.
It has been discovered that the star of the new King Kong has actually been working illegally in this country under another name. A union spokesman asked him, "Do you know the ramifications this could have on future employment?" To which he replied,
"You hum it, son, I'll play it."
That's all from Inside Showbiz for now, but we'll be back in the new year if the BBC don't pull themselves together.
All right, that will do. We've had a discussion and the other two have come round to my way of thinking. So, if you can stop their noses bleeding, we'll discuss our position. We are prepared to pursue this inept farrago.
You speak for yourself. I think it's rubbish.
Don't stand there looking like a gift-wrapped pipe cleaner. Allow me to conduct these negotiations. These are our conditions. One, this pantomime is to be performed in a fitting and traditional manner. Two, your attitude to us and the material provided must be befitting our star status. And three, somebody's got to go and get a crate of brown ale.
What?
That last one was included on the insistence of Mr.
Jacobs already.
You agree? If not, I for one will be out of here like a ferret down a rabbit hole.
Done. Meanwhile, oh, what memories. Meanwhile, back in the throne room, a herald approaches the king.
Your Majesty, I wonder if you'd be interested in reading my new book. It's called The Governance of Britain. You can find it in any library under humour.
What was that?
That was my herald, Harold Wilson. I do impressions, you know.
Not on this programme, you don't.
Barry does them all.
They all sound like Orson Welles, but Barry does them all.
I also do Lord Luther.
Oh, well, for God's sake, people often say to me, I should have been the Prime Minister. And I always say to them, who the hell wants to be Jim Callaghan?
I also do Clive Jenkins.
People often say to me, how can you reconcile your public position as a trade unionist with your private lifestyle of champagne, caviar, and large limousines? And I always say to them, it's quite simple. If you remember one basic fact, I'm a hypocrite. and Donald Duck.
I do them all, you know.
Not on this program, you don't.
They never treat me like this on any questions.
Meanwhile, back at the Baron's house, the Baron is trying to pluck a mouse. He thought he'd backed a certain winner, and that's all they've got for Christmas dinner.
Now unprepared for further dramas, he opens the door in his pyjamas. We know you've heard this joke before, all together.
What a funny place to have a door.
Baron Hardup, I'm Dendini.
Oh, you're a little swine, aren't you? Come here and stand on my kneecap. I want to talk to you.
Now, look here. I'm the prince's right hand.
Ah, you're about the right size and all.
Are you and your daughters coming to the ball?
Oh, aye. I've got a great idea to liven it up. I'm going to pour a tin of paint into the fan. I've always wanted to play spot the ball.
Only the cream of society is supposed to attend the ball. Are you in debret?
I'm in the shortened version.
What's that?
I'm in debt. I won't say that we are poor, but on Cinderella's 21st, all I could give her was a cold. We're so poor that when the fella came round yesterday saying, any old rags and bones, I said, yes, please. We sell eggs to the gypsies.
I know nothing of these things. I have blue blood, you know.
If you don't stop interrupting me, I shall spill something. And another thing.
Daddy! Daddy! Has the world gone mad? Here's me, a national theatre player, approaching a red-haired comedian and saying, Daddy, Daddy. Is this the best the BBC can do? I mean, couldn't they have repeated Savile's Travels? No, on second thought. Daddy! Daddy!
What is it, my little one?
Ha 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 ha!
disrespect, Peggy, but bloody hell. Oh, well. Buttons keeps chasing me round the kitchen, brandishing a meanwhile.
I will have to watch that lad. Only last week, it was done for flashing a little known fact. Buttons? What's the time? Oh, 6:10 already. We must get ready for the ball. You, Jaina, I mean Tarzan.
What do you think of my new lipstick?
Oh, lovely, dear. Matches your eyes.
Oh, hark at you. I wouldn't say you'd made your beauty spot too big, but you look like one of the 3 degrees.
Now, come. No time for fighting, girls. We're off to the ball.
Meanwhile, back in the kitchen, Cinderella is mopping.
Shouldn't that be moping?
No, the damn cat's been in again.
Oh, I wish I could go to the ball. But how?
Do not fret, you shall go with the others, for we are your 3 fairy godmothers.
3? What brought this on, inflation?
Yes, we thought it would be fun if we all played this part as one. If you want to know the reason, folks, the guests were getting all the jokes.
Oh, fairy godmothers, how can I go to the ball in these rags?
Nothing is too good for you. We've borrowed a frock from Danny LaRue.
Oh, wonderful.
But you'll have to wait a minute. We were so quick that Danny's still in it.
On Mother Kelly's doorstep. Paradise
Rock. I knew those things would burst one day.
If we're going to pursue this travesty of a pantomime to its foredoomed conclusion, how do I get to this ball on a pogo stick?
Peggy, you're Cinderella, dear. Stop alienating all the children.
Oh, sorry. Thank you, dear fairy godmothers, for this beautiful dress, but how am I supposed to get there on a pogo stick?
Cinders, you will be surprised. We've even got that organized. As sure as my name is John Jumpkin. I'll magic a coach out of this marrow.
What?
Sorry, love, pumpkins are off.
Hey, Cinders. You're coming with me to the ball in the classiest limousine in the town. But if you ain't out of that joint by 12 o'clock, I'll have the boys dump you in the river in a concrete truck.
Godmothers, I'm off to the ball now.
But how will you get there, we declare, without your magic coach and pair?
I'm going with him. He's my fairy godfather. He's just made me an offer I can't refuse.
The Duke of Crewe Junction and Lady Farquhar. Count Scruffy and the Blonde Tart. Earl Hines and a tin of beans.
Bernard and his 2 daughters.
Marty Kane as a fella, David Jacobs and Barry as crumpet. And I think I'll go and lie down in the traffic.
How are you enjoying the ball, Your Highness? You can't whack a royal knees up, can you?
Ah, Lord Chamberlain. Who is that radiant, ravishing creature who has just come in?
It's my brother. Pull yourself together.
No! Over there, smashing into the jellied eels.
Oh, that's different. That's me uncle. You'll be all right with him.
No. Silly Chamberlain. Go and talk to Hitler. I'll find out for myself. Hello, my pretty. Who are you?
Lord Chamberlain's brother, Rich.
No! Get out of the way. It's you I wish to speak to, my dear. You mustn't hide in this corner. This is a ball. You must dance.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I didn't mean on her own, but still. Never mind. Reg, how's your foxtrot?
Bit of order, please. Now then, it's cabaret time. And as a special surprise, committee, two of our guests, Eugene Hardup and Cinderella, have dressed up as Peggy Mount and David Jacobs. And they're going to sing for us. God help us. We've got Brownie left.
I really can't stay.
But, baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But, baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, this evening has been...
Been hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, there just like
us. My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
Oh, Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
Oh, so really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I...
The neighbours might think...
But baby, it's bad out there.
What is in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
Oh, I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks...
I ought to say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I'm moving closer?
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold up.
Baby, it's cold. Oh.
Follow that with a yodeling duck. The evening passed in a whirl for Cinderella. She caught her foot in the revolving stage. The prince, too, enjoyed himself.
May I have the dashing white sergeant?
Yes, it's all right between consenting adults.
Here, just between us lads. Do you know, I'm starting to believe this.
It's all right, Marty, you're only acting.
Then why am I smoking this pipe?
Here's your coffee, sir, and madam.
Oh, thank you, Gladys, this is for you.
Thank you, sir.
Nice girl, what a pity she's got an impediment in her speech.
No, she hasn't, she's kept nowhere else to keep her tips.
Oh, Baron, you are a one.
Aye, but only just.
Mr. Orchestra Leader.
Yes, Your Highness. Me again, folks. Didn't recognise me up here waving me little whatnot, did you?
Dennis!
Sorry. What is it, Your Highness?
Do you play anything?
Certainly, sir.
Well, would you play dominoes for a few minutes? I want to finish my pie in peace.
It's Mip.
Unless somebody fixes that clock, this pantomime's going to have a bloodier ending than Tamerlane the Great. Understood?
Understood.
Right. Oh, it's Mip. Oh, that'll do.
Oh, she's gone. How will I ever find her again? Ah, oh, look. What's that on the stairs?
Oh, that's not nice. I'll have to clean that up in the morning.
Not there or there. That glass clog. Whoever it fits, I shall marry.
Well, I can get into it, so what are you going to do now?
Search the land and find my bride. Exit singing side by side.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of mine.
Yes? Oh, it's the prince. Your Highness, come in.
Ah, me Tarzan, try on this glass clog.
It fits.
Now try the other four toes. Eugenia.
Oh. Yes, I can get into it.
Fine. Now you're in the front room, try the clog on. No, useless. Is there no one else?
No one else.
Oh, yes, there is. My cinders.
Yes.
You must try the clog on.
All right, chuck it over.
I shall never know if you're the girl of my dream.
Well, I'm not bothered. That nice Mr. Jacobs is taking me to the Duck and Pullet for a brown ale and a scotch egg.
What am I going to do, Baron Hardup? No one will marry me. Now I know how David Frost feels.
Well, how do you think I feel? I mean, three daughters leaving me. I'm a bankrupt widower, and if all that's not bad enough, I'm a bird as well. You and I come to some sort of arrangement.
That's not a bad idea.
Great. I'll get some telephone books for you to stand on, and we'll start going steady. Come on.
Poor old Buttons, all alone, in the castle on his own. My beloved Cinder's wed. Oh, I wish that I was dead. All my friends and neighbours gone. Not a joke to finish on. What a mess this panto was. Ah, but never mind, because any time you're feeling blue, why not try a doodly-doo? You just can't beat a good old doodly-doo. If you find your love's untrue, you'll get through with the doodly-doo. You just can't beat a good old doodly-doo.
Even though there's nothing very new in it, everybody's doodly doodly doing it. In the bathtub, in the loo, have a crafty doodly do. Just can't be a little doodly do.
Marty Kay.
It's much better if there's two. When you have a doodly-doo,
you just can't beat a good old doodly-doo.
And Mickey Mouse.
Take a rest when you get through, then have another doodly-doo.
You just can't beat a good old doodly-doo.
Boys of the ball, David Jacobs.
You'll find out you've never had such fun, my friends. Every time it's doodly-doodly-done, my friends.
Your troubles, just say poo. Fairly well with a doodly-doo. You just can't beat a good old doodly-doo. Doo-doo. You just can't beat a good old doodly-doo. A doodly-doo.
Ta-da, Cheeky.
Goodbye, Cheeky.
Happy to Zen.
That was Cheeky Whittington and his magic ballpoint with Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Cryer and John Junkin, written by Barry Cryer and John Junkin, with their special guests Peggy Mount, Marty Kane, David Jacobs. The music was by the Dennis King Trio, and the program was produced by Bobby J.
And they all lived drunkenly ever after. Next week's Any Questions comes from the Duck and Pullet. Oh, they do a grand brown ale there.